This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Welcome back to another episode of the Somewhat Normal Podcast. I am Mercedes along with JC and Steph. For another episode, and we are based in Las Vegas, and right now, it's like this every summer. It's just ridiculous as far as the heat goes. I mean, I walked outside yesterday. I was on the black parking lot, like asphalt, and I felt the heat melting my shoes. It was so bad.
Yeah. There was like the outside T-Mobile Arena the other night. It was the temperature on the ground was 142 degrees.
That's crazy. But we get this every year, and then we don't complain in the winter when it's mild and everyone else is covered in snow. But you know, it's just part of living here. It's one of those things you have to complain in the summer.
There was a YouTube video that I saw, and it was the top reasons not to move to Nevada. And this guy, he had 10 reasons and gave his explanation of why people should not move to our great state. And we thought maybe we'd play some of these clips and then defend it of why that's not a bad thing. Or maybe you agree with it. That's a reason why not to move to this wonderful state.
Okay, so what do we have here? I don't know any of these.
Okay, here's the first one.
Number 10, it's a desert. Most of Nevada is either a part of the Great Basin or Mojave Desert. It's almost as if the surrounding states, California, Oregon, Idaho, Utah, and Arizona, drew their borders to include all the beautiful geographic features for themselves and just left the rest that nobody wanted to Nevada.
Even Death Valley has vegetation.
I mean, no, it's, yeah, we know it's the desert. We're moving. We live in the middle of the desert. You know that when you're coming here. That's when you move to Las Vegas. It's Las Vegas, Nevada. We're in the middle of the desert. We know that stepping into this thing. You shouldn't be surprised.
Yeah, I think that, you know, I do miss some of the greenery, but with some of these hotels, you could go out to their pool area and totally forget you're in a desert.
Exactly.
So I think I'm okay with it. Personally, I like not having humidity to worry about. Humidity sucks unless you're right on the beach. Yeah. Other than that, like, no, go ahead.
I'd rather much be in a dry heat than a humidity.
Yeah.
For sure. I'd rather be in a desert, even though my skin probably thinks otherwise. I personally think that it's fine.
All right, let's hit some. We'll bounce around. We won't do all 10. We'll just kind of bounce around here. Let's do this one here.
Number 7. Bad schools. Education Week ranked Nevada as having the worst schools of any state in the country. The high school graduation rate is 73.6%, behind only New Mexico. And that's not great company.
Wow, what's wrong with New Mexico, man?
I have family from New Mexico.
Jeez, that's not great company, you know, those New Mexico people. Okay, so I'm the only one that has kids here, so I guess I'll speak on this. My experience with the school system has been mostly positive. I'm not going to say 100% positive, but it has been mostly positive. So I have one child who's in private school, and then I have one child who's in public school, and like, We put them in private school initially because we personally did not hear great things about the school that they were zoned for when that we lived at that time. We moved, but they were already in the school, so we just left them. I've had great experiences as far as the public school that my daughter goes to. It's like a college campus. It's beautiful. They actually have like majors. So I'm very, very happy with the education that my kids have been getting. But I have heard that several times that, you know, it makes me wonder if I think this is great, what else could be better than this? I think it's fantastic.
Where's the disconnect? Because all the teachers I meet are just absolutely amazing. And then we hear studies like this and reports like this. Where's the disconnect happening?
I think it's on like test scores and things like that. And I'm just not a fan of standardized testing. I really am not. I'm not a fan of like the SATs, the ACTs. I don't think you should hinge a child's knowledge on one test and say like, oh, this state's a failure. Look at their test scores. It's like, imagine if someone said, okay, we're going to give you a test on everything you know about radio. And that's how we're going to grade you as an employee.
Yeah.
I'd be like, oh,
what does FM even stand
for? Like, I don't even know. Like, that's how it is to me. I don't think it really represents a kid's knowledge. I don't know how you measure that, but certainly one test should not in my opinion, the gauge.
And
but
we just had Teacher of the Year, Miss Erdebe. She was awesome, who got National Teacher of the Year. And I think that she explained it really well that just because of our representation of the bad school system, it doesn't really it needs to be a little bit more better on far as like, this is what's going on and this is what we need to do to make it better. And I think that she just explained it so well that our education just has a bad rep and it needs to change.
Yeah, I don't think it's as bad as people think it is, but yeah, well, she's an awesome teacher. I'm glad you brought her up.
All right, more of these from YouTube. Top reasons not to move to Nevada.
Number 4. Government secrets. Lots of classified and military areas are hidden in Nevada, and not just the infamous Area 51. There's also Area 6, Area 25, Area 52, and many others with just as generic names. And yeah, I am a little bummed that these names are just as boring as the rest of Nevada.
Is that true? Is there an Area 6 in Area 52?
I don't know.
That sounds awesome. I think it's a cool reason to be here. We have all this top secret stuff happening. Aliens hanging out.
I was going
to
say, I think it's actually sometimes better if it's a secret, because imagine if we didn't know, we'd be out there like, what up, guys? Let's haul. Like, you guys want to grab a beer together?
I like not knowing what's going on. I think ignorance is bliss in that aspect. I don't want to know the crazy stuff because it'll freak me out.
Yeah, I'm trying to mysterious Area 6 landing strip in Nevada desert.
You know, area Tom Landers, he's one of our neighbors. What he has going on in his backyard is a mystery to me. I know there's some stuff. I smell some stuff. It's kind of weird. I'm on to you, Tom Landers.
We'll do two more here. Second to last one.
Number 3. Lots of tourists. Partying is the thing to do in Nevada after all, which is why over 42 million tourists attempt to escape their problems and flock to Las Vegas every year. And honestly, I don't really get the appeal of Vegas. I mean, it's hot, dirty.
Okay, I hate this guy. Who is he?
As I'm saying, he's just a YouTuber who makes these videos about reasons not to move to state.
I don't get that, pal. Well, good. Don't come here. What the heck? I feel bad. I said I hated him. I don't hate you. I don't hate anyone. But how rude. Imagine if we said that about other people, people's talents. I don't see the appeal.
To Albuquerque. What?
Well, why would you even go there?
I love the tourists because they come here and spend money.
Yeah, we get our economy is thriving off the tourists. And not only that, when I lived in Connecticut, nobody came to visit me. No one wants to go to Connecticut. I'm like, I miss my family. I miss my friends. When I come to Vegas, I ask for them every weekend. Hey, what are you and James doing? Hey, what are you? And I love them. I do. And I'm just like, I'm down to meet up Saturday, but can't Friday, and you can't stay with me. Love ya. But keep coming and spending money in our city.
You know what you need to do is you need to get a separate cell phone that's only for your friends that are from out of state. And so when you're just not feeling visitors, just turn it off and it'll just go directly to voicemail and then you'll be good to go. You don't have to deal with it. Sorry, I didn't have my phone on me. Sorry, I'm so sorry I missed you, you know?
So you're basically saying I needed to just turn off my phone because that's everyone except you two.
Dang it. Okay, yeah, just give us our own private phone then and turn that one off.
There you go.
All right, last one here.
Number 1. Nuclear testing and research. While the government no longer conducts these tests in the Nevada desert, well, at least as far as we know of, the Silver State used to be a hotspot for nuclear research back at the heart of the Cold War. In 1951, the government began detonating nuclear warheads underground at the Nevada test site, just 75 miles northeast of Las Vegas.
That is true. And at the time, the population of our state in Las Vegas was very small at the time. We're a little bit different, a bigger city right now.
I do feel like that might be the reason, coming full circle, that my shoes were melting off of me in the parking lot. They're detonating something underground.
It's the radioactive
surface. We might have
service.
A point.
Now I really want to move.
We like this guy now.
Yeah, he's right on the money. Oh, well, if you have any thoughts on that, you can always reach out to us on social media. I'm very curious as to what you guys think. Nevada, yay or nay? Do you think this is a great place to move to? I think we're totally fine with you not moving here if you don't want to, but I will say that no state tax is certainly a plus.
Oh, that is a plus.
There you go.
That should be our next podcast, reasons to move to Nevada.
Yes, exactly.
But we almost don't want to give away all the secrets. That is it for this week's Somewhat Normal podcast. We will see you next week.
Mix 94.1.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.